Gold, Century Victoria and Madness, our house. It's 8 to 7, time to talk all things fishing. And I'm pleased to say that Shane's online with thanks to Hartley's Hunting Attacker World Bendigo. G'day, Shane, how are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are
you? Oh, we found you. My apologies. I thought you might have gone fishing there, but I have found you.
I was always fishing in the morning. I'll put it that way.
I should say Happy New Year to yourself.
And Happy New Year to you and all to our listeners as well, Sean.
I guess being a new year, it's a good time to look at boat safety.
Yes, Sean, I've been lucky, and probably like a lot of others, Sean. The last few days I've been away with the kids, and I'm surprised and amazed at the amount of people, and parents in particular, that are out there on the water not using boat safety or just watercraft safety, and no life jackets for themselves. You've got the kids with life jackets, but no life jackets for themselves. Obviously, alcohol and water don't mix as well. So I'm just really surprised and disappointed, probably more for one, because, hey, I've got kids myself, and their parents are putting themselves at risk and also their kids at risk by not wearing their life protection as well, Sean.
I guess it's really important also to have the right clothing and sunscreen.
Absolutely. Like the last few days, everyone's been wanting their summer to arrive, and make sure that they have plenty of water, just like around at home, plenty of water, keep hydrated, right clothing, so breathable clothing, and there's plenty of that out on the market nowadays, and hats and sunscreen. And one thing that I always put on wherever I go, Sean, is always sunglasses because the glare off the water. It really, really seems to affect me, but I think it affects your eyes as well. So just a couple of tips there to make sure that you do go out, enjoy yourself, but do come home and not absolutely cooked or torched like a lobster that some people do actually have, sure.
Even if it's not really sunny, if you are out all morning or all day and it's overcast, you still can get burnt, can't you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And as you know, I always put sunscreen on my face in particular, but... with the kids, just make sure they've got sunscreen on everywhere. It slips off as well. The old saying that's been around for 50 million years, I think. But an overcast day doesn't mean you're not going to get sunburned, for sure.
And where are they biting this weekend, Shane?
Well, I was lucky enough, as I said, Sean, last couple of days. We were down at Camperdown fishing at Lake Bullinero. We caught some quinnet salmon down there, just trolling lures. Also over at Lake Parambit, that's at Camperdown as well. Redfin there. But certainly Lake Wendouree, the redfin and also trout being caught there on the variety of baits and also leather. And I did see on Facebook, Ken Cone, which is very close to Bingo, a lovely big bag of redfin caught on with your humble old garden worm. So there's a few places over the weekend that you could actually go out and catch fish and make sure you slip, flop and slap.
I've given you 30 seconds left, Shane, so can you tell me what you're up to today? Are you fishing today or are you working?
No, unfortunately, Sean, I've got to go to work this afternoon, so this morning I'll go home and clean the boat up and put everything away ready for the next fishing trip.
Good on you, Shane. Have a fantastic 2017.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Sean.
That was Shane talking fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, and we'll talk fishing again next Saturday morning before 7. Buy and sell after the news, 5444 1071, or of course you can go to goldcenturyvictoria.com.au. Coming up, great song from Brian Ferry, and the Four Seasons are not too far away. ABBA, now. Gold Century Victoria.